Hello, I'm sorry for the lack of podcasts in the last wee while. Been rather busy, life sometimes gets in the way. This is a football fans podcast and the people behind CelticUnderground.net. People might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see a point. So this is a podcast extra containing the post-match thoughts of Brendan Rodgers, the St Johnson manager, Tommy Wright, and a St Johnson player who I couldn't tell you. And obviously it was pretty crap today, and we lacked the creativity which has been dogging the team all season, hence the reason for the seven draws when we decide to pass. From my own perspective, one of the things that was glaringly obvious in the Zenit game that's been missing this season is the lack of pressure and speed of pass, and the lack of pace to get the ball into the final third, and the lack of bravery on players in the final third, that given the option of doing something which might risk losing the possession of the football, they turn, make a square pass back. I'm also going to have a bit of a rant about something that has been bugging me for some time, mentioned on the podcast, the propensity for sympathy refereeing, which happens in Scottish football. You hear a lot of people who don't support Celtic in the media discussing the favourable refereeing decisions that Celtic get. And I'm having this rant today because it is nothing. I'm not going to blame the refereeing performance on us being shit today, although I do think it has an impact on days when we do play crap, like today or Kilmarnock away. The refereeing can have an impact on our ability to win that game when we're playing utter crap. So I'm not blaming the ref for bad performances before somebody thinks it's an excuse. However, I'm putting out there the possibility that crap refereeing, better refereeing is a probably better way to put it, would assist us. And the reason why I call it sympathy refereeing is because many times over the last few years in particular, we get fouls at Celtic Park, and I can see people, managers from other teams complaining that, you know, when it's a 50-50, the big crowd at Celtic Park makes a noise and makes the referee give the foul. And I can see possibly that could happen. But where the sympathy refereeing bit comes in that really, really, really bugs the life out of me is when you see fouls happening regularly and going on, and you just get the impression the referee's attitude is, ugh, they're going to get beat anyway. They're up against it, again, playing against Celtic. I'm not going to make matters worse by booking them. So, two examples that I'll give of that is, away at Rugby Park, early on in the game, Kouassi pulled back a Kilmarnock player when he got past him, and Kouassi was booked. I then saw Kirk Broadfoot commit the same foul five times and not get booked. It was the identical foul. He did eventually get booked, but he got booked in the final 2-3 minutes when it doesn't matter. And the same thing happened today. Kilmarnock number 9 went in on Ayer in a foul, which 999 times out of 999 is a booking, but for some reason in the shitty world of Scottish football, he got away with it. Now, the consequences of that are, when you have players who are fouling, their number 8 and number 9 today, whose names I don't know, committed fouls all day long on Celtic players. And the difference then is, there was a point when, on one of the very few occasions when the man voted by Stevie Wonder as man of the match, about Charlie Musonda, did once actually do something productive when he was in the number 10 role. He broke free from St Johnson player and he got pulled back and fouled by their number 8. And I think this was might have finally been the point where the number 8 got booked. And the point is, see if he'd been booked on one of the 75 million trillion occasions when he should have been booked earlier on in the game, he wouldn't have then committed that foul on Charlie Musonda. And Charlie Musonda would then been bearing down on goal. We'd have probably fucked it up anyway, but that's by the by. Charlie Musonda would have been through the edge of the box. That is the difference. That is the problem of these niggly fouls getting away with them all through the game, or the bookable fouls getting away with him. The referee then pulls out his book in the final, and this is a bit where I think it's sympathy reffing. I'm not a conspiracy theorist where I think the referee's deliberately doing it against Celtic. It's just sympathy reffing, and then it doesn't really matter. Oh, well, I can now book him because it's not going to have a material impact on this Diddy team's performance at Celtic Park. So they then get booked with 3 or 4 minutes to go. Well, that's irrelevant, because by that point the damage is done. It's a bit, you know, if I was to be a conspiracy theorist, one of the things I did notice about 6-7 years ago is Celtic as top scorers year on year in the league. Our lack of penalties compared to other teams, when obviously not the way we play today because we're not getting the ball in the box, but in general you'd be expecting us to be getting the ball in the box more if we're scoring more goals, yet we don't seem to get penalties. But by the end of the season, we do seem to be on a par with other teams for penalties, because we seem to get penalties once a league's been won. Anyway, enough of that. I don't know whether it's just shit refereeing or whether it is my theory, that greater theory, that it's sympathy refereeing that lesser teams get when they come to Celtic Park. Because the fouls are given. It's not that they're not given. It's just there's no booking. And that might not seem a major thing, but as I say, when we're playing crap, and the fouls are not given, and the fouls are given, but the player's not getting booked, then they can keep fouling. So we were playing utterly shit against Kilmarnock away, but Kirk Broadfoot is able to pull the jersey of our players when they beat him on 5-6 occasions with impunity. And so our crapness is compounded by the fact that if he gets booked on foul one, as Kouassi was, on the 4 or 5 other occasions when the guys beat him, we've got a greater chance of scoring the goal, and as we know, goals change games. Anyway, if I had one wish that I could say, I just wish we would be a bit braver in making passes that might not be guaranteed to find a Celtic jersey, and some of this crap play that we've had this season that has resulted in the 7 draws would be over. Anyway, enough of my rant. You've probably switched off already. This is me, Harry Brady, and this is now Brendan followed by the St. Johnstone Guns. So let the boys all sing, let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La, 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 la.
Brendan, what was your assessment of that one?
Probably a fair result. I thought that you know, there's lots of positives for us today in terms of players coming back. You know, like Sir Tom Rodgick in his first game for about 5 months, and like the young Calvin Miller playing. I have to take opportunities at some point to play some of these guys, and especially with so many injuries outside of the team, I need to give some game time to like Christian Gamboa and these guys in case they ever need it. So, but after European games, they're always difficult. And like I said, even if I had a full side out today, it would have been a tough game. But yeah, in terms of our play, no, maybe not quick enough in the first half. You know, lacked that wee bit of creativity in the final third and didn't work them enough. But second half we were a bit better, created a couple of real big opportunities and just failed to make the final pass and touch really, which would have got us the goal. So kept a clean sheet, lots of young players getting opportunity to play, and of course we want to win every single game, but if you can't win it, then like you've seen probably here and other places numbers of times, that's a game that you might lose. But we didn't. We kept the clean sheet and we take a point and move on to Thursday now.
That's now the second time St. Johnstone have taken a point from here this season. What is it you think about then that you've maybe struggled against here?
Well, no, I think probably there's a question there for Tommy's players. Probably not so much myself. I think Tommy's a fantastic manager in what he does, but I'm sure he walks away after today happy with a point, but obviously probably really frustrated. You know, because how can you come here? I think the question is for St. Johnstone players. You know, how can you win a game at Ibrox 3-1 in December, the 16th, and not win a game right the way through, apart from the Albion game? Then your next, what you would say is big result, is away at Celtic. So I think the question goes with the St. Johnstone players. You know, I think today you've seen organised, committed, fighting, running, doing all of that. If they do that in every single game, then they would probably win a lot more games. So that's the expectancy whenever you're a Celtic player. every game is that's a team that will come and fight and make it really, really difficult for you. And they did that today. They defended well. Good organisation. Got blocks. Ran their heart out. And like I say, we just couldn't make the final pass. So yeah, we drew earlier on in the season. Draw here again. So sometimes though it is. We score more goals away. You know, up there at McDermott Park, we maybe need to commit a little bit more and we score more. So we just couldn't break them down today.
With the benefit of hindsight, would you have picked a more established team? Or
did you feel no, I feel comfortable. You've got to be careful as well. You get so many games. You get into a big game, you know. So Kieran Tierney's played nearly two seasons in one, you know, and the opportunities that I can to give him some sort of breather, you know, the rest of the games he's going to play, you think, after Thursday, and then massive game next week as well, on the Sunday against Aberdeen, and then the games follow from there. So Scott Brown's injured. Mikael Lustig, a little sort of niggle in his Achilles, which kept him out for a few weeks there. So we couldn't risk that. Olivier Nietzsche was ill, so he couldn't play. You know, so the players that were there sort of available was playing for us. And then, obviously, the players like Scotty coming in are top class. So still a strong team. Young team, but strong. But just couldn't manage to get the result.
Will those three all be all right for Thursday? The two injured ones and Olivier?
Well, Olivier should be fine. Yeah, he was been sick the last couple of days, but he should be fine for Thursday. Brownie, of course, will be available. Mika should be fine, but it was precautionary today. But there's no need to risk it, you know, when I've got other players that I can give a chance to. So they should be fine, yeah.
He can play every game, Scott, but he is a big miss when he's not there, isn't it? Because there's no one else with his influence on the field that gives you what he gives you.
Yeah, he's got a big personality in the game. You know, and what he has, he's got so much experience and so many games in his legs. You know, I think that, you know, you look at the effort of Callum and Abui from the other night. I think probably those two were a little bit, you know, maybe not quite at the level they were the other night, which is natural. A bit of fatigue, a bit of tiredness. With Brownie, that doesn't come into his physicality. You know, he's just a real aggressor and he has, as I said, he can cope with that physicality. So now, of course, he's a big catalyst for the team, a real reference for the team. But like I say, it was good performances today, but we just, as I said, just lacked that wee final touch in the final third, really.
What's Scott's problem?
Who?
Scott
who?
Right.
He's suspended.
Suspended?
Yeah.
He won't be injured.
No, he's definitely...
Sorry,
no, he was suspended today, so...
Yeah. How did they... Calendar, the armband, it's a big week for him, isn't it? 150 games going on Thursday, and captaincy.
Yeah, it was. He's been absolutely brilliant for me, Michael. And if you look at his goals during the week, you know, if that's a Spanish player, an Italian player, an Argentinian player, everyone would be loading over it. You know, the quality of the goal, his touch, the technique, everything. Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic talent, he is, in terms of how he receives a ball, how he takes a ball, how he has only one cap for Scotland is amazing. Absolutely, I think it's one cap he has. Someone of that technique and tactical idea of the game, absolutely, absolutely brilliant he is. So, obviously with some of the other regulars out in terms of leadership and captaincy, I thought it was a nice touch for him. Me and Mustafi all agreed that he would, you know, he'd be a good choice. 24, come through the system. Here understands everything about Celtic and what it means, and a nice day for him and his family, really.
Well, we've had it here start of the season. Many teams are still unbeaten after playing them twice here. We've had it at Rangers, we've had it at Hibs, we've had it at other grounds this season, but it's been not often enough, and that's why we're just outside the top six. But that performance should give them confidence, you know, hopefully to kick on, you know, for the rest of the season, because it's been a tough season for them, and he'll deserve all the plaudits today, because I thought we were superb after that first 10, 15 minute spell. You know, I think we controlled large parts of that first half, particularly when we changed our shape. And yes, Celtic had chances, probably not as many chances as that they normally create, but we had some good opportunities as well and some near misses, so I've got to be happy with it. And it was a fully, it was a well-deserved draw.
Do you think you could have taken more from the game today?
I would have liked to have taken more, and I think maybe a wee bit of composure, but then when you look at the number of saves my goalkeepers had to make, but we did get into good opportunities, so there was a few good opportunities we had we probably could have made more of.
Jason Kerr looked really at home.
Yeah.
At this level, didn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, and everything's gone to plan with him. He's had enough games in the lower leagues, and now it's a different set of problems he's got. He's up against quality strikers, and I was pleased with him when they bring Dembele on, that he'd then, you know, he still kept concentrating and still dealt particularly well with him. So he's got a big future, I know that. You can put him in the same bracket as all our good young centre halves that are about in the country at the minute, and he's certainly one that you know, we'll probably struggle to hold on to, you know, in the next 6 months or so.
Can this be the spark you need to get back towards that top six race again?
To be fair, at the minute, I'm not really, you know, focusing on the top six. I've got to make sure that we try and put a string of results together. You know, it's been a difficult season. We knew it was going to be a difficult season. We haven't done as well as we'd have liked. We haven't, but I think some of the isn't really taken into consideration is the quality of the league this year. It's a lot stronger. We haven't dealt with this year injuries as well as we've had in the previous years. We've been inconsistent, but because we've been so successful, probably the level of criticism that's directed at the players has been a wee bit over the top. You know, got to realise we're still a small club, and I know some people don't like it. We punch way above our weight, and but we'll wait and see. I'm not going to be worried too much about top six at the minute. We will try and put a string of results together and see where that takes us. That result should give us confidence. But I could say we've been here before at Rangers, been here before when we played Hibs. We need to put 3-4 good performances and results together now.
Were you encouraged when you saw the Celtic team? Did you always assume that they would rest a few?
I don't think you could be encouraged when you see Rodgers, Musonda, Edward and Sinclair as a front four. That shows you the strength of them. We thought that four would play and we sort of prepared for that, but that, I mean, what other club, there's no other club in the country can switch their front four and put that front four out. It's just incredible, the quality and the depth. And where we did probably think we would get a bit of joy is a back four that hasn't really played together. But, you know, Calvin Miller's a good young player, someone that you know, we've tried to get on loan in the past. Gamboa's an international, you know, played in the Premier League, and two young centre backs. But the fact that the back four was changed, we thought, you know, we might. You know, that might help us a little bit, but I just think if you look at their team, the strength of it, it is so strong, they could probably put out another team that's as strong as anything in this league.
Cheers. Deserved a draw there, certainly.
100%, all the boys are class getting a draw. I mean, Gaffer said before the game, we've not been really been up to our best, and before that we've been not really keeping clean sheets, so I can't see too many goals, but to come here and get a point and a clean sheet, most importantly for us defenders, I mean, it was good class from the boys.
Was it one of these days you ended up enjoying it by the end?
I don't know about that, because they just kept coming to us, but I mean, you could say we enjoyed it, because I thought we tested them as well. I mean, we had a couple chances across the line and so did they, but I could say I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the game. First time here at Celtic Park, and I enjoyed it.
How comfortable did you feel out there?
Well, obviously the first 20 minutes I was a bit nervy because it's my first time against a crowd like this, but I felt like all the boys were comfortable on the ball when we created chances, so yeah, I thought I was pretty comfortable today.
You look at the team sheet, it's quite often, even though there were a few guys rested, it's still a pretty scary looking front four, wasn't it?
Yeah, every Celtic team's a good Celtic team. Who was it, Sinclair and Edward? They're good players. I mean, you know what they're all about. They all play a good amount of minutes in the league, but every Celtic team is good, and I thought we stood up against them. It's just a like-for-like change. Yeah, I thought we dealt with Edward pretty well, but Dembele's obviously different. I think he's obviously a bit better, but I thought we dealt with Dembele when he came on as well the last 15 minutes. I thought me and Ando dealt well with both of them.
It's a thing now to produce that level of performance every week.
We need to, that's what the gaffer said after the game. We just need to keep push on for here. We've got Ross County on Saturday, and we just need to keep a run going and obviously just do what we're doing today, but convert the chances that we get.
It's grand.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
There you've heard Brendan, and it sounds very reasonable when Brendan explains why he's made 52 changes for today's game and why he continues to shortchange the home fans with the changes to teams. And we will win the league comfortably, very good chance we'll win the treble. And if we get past St. Petersburg, people will say the shit performance against St. John's will be all worthwhile. And if we get past St. Petersburg, because we get fit team who didn't have to exert themselves against St. John's, it will be. But this has been a pretty frustrating season because it just feels like a season that you're just waiting to get started and it's going to be over before that happens. Anyway, enough of me. That was Brendan and the guys after the draw against St. Johnson. It's the Celtic Zenit St. Petersburg game on Thursday. On Friday night at Celtic Park, you can go along and watch the people who are doing the firewalk for the foundation. We're away to Aberdeen on Sunday, and then we have Dundee and then Morton in the Cup. We could easily, in 10 days' time, be sitting playing last 16 European football and well on our way to a treble. Hopefully that's what happens. This is me, Harry Bay, saying good night and God bless. Good night.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.